From AP Network News, Crisis in the Gulf. I'm Bob Moon, and this is the Associated Press Radio Network.
WDJX AM Louisville. AP Network News. I'm Bob Hopper. There are late developments on several fronts in the Persian Gulf War. The White House says President Bush is returning early from Camp David this evening. White House has not confirmed that the president will have his statement on the Gulf War when he returns. Word comes from NBC and CNN quoting informed sources as saying the ground war has in fact begun. Air raid sirens were also sounding in both Dhahran and Riyadh in Saudi Arabia. An all clear has now apparently been sounded there. There was no word of why the sirens went off or if there was in fact a missile attack from Iran. Field reports from Saudi Arabia are reporting fierce fighting along the border between Iraq and Kuwait, U.S. forces reportedly destroying 18 Iraqi troop tanks and 15 other vehicles. Now, Marine Lieutenant Colonel Jan Huli in eastern Saudi Arabia says U.S. ground troops have been hitting the Iraqis already.
A series of engagements in which we've been patrolling and coming upon enemy resistance. They've been shooting at us with indirect and direct fire weapons, and we've been returning fire with direct and indirect fire weapons. Systems of our own as well as airstrikes.
That was Lieutenant Colonel Jan Huli in eastern Saudi Arabia on ground confrontations between Allied forces and the forces of Saddam Hussein. It has now been 9 hours since the ultimatum for Iraq to leave Kuwait, and apparently there was no move to do that, and there are again reports that the ground war has in fact started. Rather than pulling out of Kuwait, Iraqi troops are said to be stepping up their campaign to wreck the occupied emirate. At the Pentagon, Rear Admiral Mike McConnell said today that 200 Kuwaiti oil wells are burning and 100 others that were on fire have gone out. Lieutenant General Thomas Kelly called the burning of those oil fields a spiteful act with very little military significance. They are not expected to interfere with the ground war. He says the smoke from the fires will not slow down any Allied attack. Recapping now just a little bit, the White House has confirmed that President Bush is returning early from Camp David. White House has not confirmed network reports that the president may have something to say upon his arrival at the White House. This is AP Network News.